Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nina. May I have your Eagle Moss account number, please?
Yeah, it is 308-35680.
308-35680.
Correct.
Okay, hold one moment. Accessing that account. Jeremy Dalton.
Yep, that's me.
Okay, and Mr. Dalton, could you verify your delivery address, please?
It is 22575 Leanne Terrace, Ashburn, Virginia.
Okay, and I see you have two collections, DeLorean and Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which one are we referring to first?
The Back to the Future DeLorean.
DeLorean. Are you talking about the special, April the 2nd? Or the regular subscription?
The regular subscription.
Okay. Okay, and Mr. Dalton, you're on your 16th shipment, March the 26th.
Well, for the DeLorean one, I got the last package I needed, so I would like to go ahead and cancel the DeLorean subscription.
Okay, it says completed. Congratulations.
Oh, so that's already taken care of.
Yes, sir. Congratulations.
Okay,
that was the first time I saw that. I see a lot of people about to complete. I remember when it first started. Oh, man. And then you completed yours in a fast time. Congratulations.
Okay. I thought maybe like it was still going to be in the system because I know there's like an extended thing to it, which I didn't do. So I just wanted to make sure, like, yeah, it's in the system.
Oh, you must have skipped it then, because it says complete.
Yes.
Nothing else will be shipped.
But, all right, that's what I wanted to make sure. Okay, that's good.
To cancel sub, advise completed.
Okay, well, that's what I need to do. But since I got you on the phone, could you look at the Ghostbusters SO1 to see if I'm going to have any parts soon?
Okay. Okay. Give me one moment. I needed to look at your DeLorean specials.
Okay.
This says, you know, the fourth special was the Out of Time Blu-ray.
Right.
And you received that already?
I did not.
Okay. That it says it was authorized on the April the 2nd. I'm looking to see, do I have a tracking number for it? Hold one moment.
Okay.
No, it was April 2nd. See, the loading takes a minute. Okay, I do see a USPS tracking on the 9th. That was yesterday. So it says USPS currently awaiting package. So within about 5 days, you should see that tracking number. okay, if you haven't already seen it. This is for the special, the Blu-ray.
Okay, gotcha.
USPS. That was on the 9th. I'm going to say 5 to 10 days for delivery, but could be sooner.
Okay.
But I can say that's the first time I've seen a tracking number, and I mean a USPS tracking number without an ETA.
Yeah, I've seen where if it's usually that means that it hasn't gotten to the post office yet. But
yes,
they're aware
it's en route.
Yeah.
It's en route to. That means that Pick Me Bo is on their job. Oh, mm-hmm. Did I say that right? Let's see. Now I'm going to go to your Ghostbusters. Your Ghostbusters, you're on your 10th shipment. March the 16th. Is that the one that you're inquiring about?
I didn't know one got sent off on the 16th.
No, it was authorized on the 16th. I can look at the tracking. It says the next shipment is April 13th. The 16th was the Ghostbusters cap, issue 59 through 62. And that's magazine issue 17.
So that already got sent off, or that's on the way to be sent off?
It was authorized. I need to look at the ledger. Hold one moment.
Okay.
See, where is that? Okay, that sort of triggered. It was authorized on March the 16th, and then on April the 3rd, you skipped multiple shipments. That sort of threw off the process. See, anytime anything besides updating the card, it'll sort of put it back in process, basically, when actions are taken on the account. You know, like skipping or
doing that just delays it?
Yes. That's what happens.
Oh, that's not
because
good.
Today's April the 10th, and I don't see any other notes besides you calling in on the 3rd when you skipped it. So I would say...
Because when I called
before... You said nothing
before,
should be skipped?
When I called before, I unskipped everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's it. I see skip, and I didn't even look at unskip. I do see when it was skipped and then unskip. And that delays it. That's why it's delayed, because it's unskip. But I do see skipping, and then I see unskip. That is
okay.
Correct. So what they're doing is, and then the reason why it's delaying it, because we moved into a new warehouse, and they're getting used to their new places. So when something is when an account is managed, other than the frequency it sort of delays it more. I do apologize.
Okay. And you said, like, I heard you the dates, like, March 16th and April 16th. Earlier this year when I called, I wanted it to be, I wanted to get parts sent weekly, not monthly.
Oh, it is weekly. It's set up for weekly.
Okay.
But
okay,
again,
then,
we just moved into a new warehouse.
Okay.
And we had a little hiccup, but I do hear that by next week we'll be back to normal, hopefully.
Okay.
But it's still in process. Today's the 10th. I'm going to give them, you know, another 5 to 10 days, but it is in process.
Okay. And which parts right now are in process?
It says, let's see. Yeah, dish. That says 59 through 62. That's what's in that.
Okay.
Well, that's what's in that shipment. 59 through 62. All right,
sounds good.
There was a note on here. And that was the 10th shipment. Authorized on March the 16th. Delay process. For USPS track number. Okay. We have next authorization, April the 13th. Okay, and did you want to look at your, let's see, the Ghostbusters special, April the 7th. Oh, you had two, both of your specials went out. I mean, both of your specials were authorized on April the 2nd. The Ghostbusters special, let's see which one that one was. That was special number 5, was shipment number 5, special 5. That was Slimer.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing is going to the ledger to see how we're processing with Slimer. Okay, right now it says April 8th. Shipped on April 8th, so Pick Me Bowl has picked it up. I don't see a shipping label, but it says shipped on April 8th, so within 5 or 10 days, you'll get this shipment.
Oh.
This one is past the process. It's in transit to USPS.
Well, that's good.
That's from April 8th.
Speaking of specials, I don't have the number in front of me, but I remember last, maybe November, I was supposed to get the display case, the display baseboard for the Ecto-1. So I got notes saying IOU, we'll get to it when we get to it. Is that back in stock at all?
I can check. You said the display base?
Yes.
And that was for the DeLorean?
Ghostbusters at the 1.
I'm sorry. Ghostbusters. Too many subscriptions. Ghostbusters at the 1. I'll go back to that. Hold one moment. Going back to the Ghostbusters. You said the display base. Do you know when the IOU was sent out?
Say again?
Do you know when the IOU was sent out?
Oh, I think it was around November. It's been a while.
Okay. Let's see. Hold one moment. Unshipped IOUs. Ghostbusters display base. That was September 8th, 2020.
Oh, it's still, even longer ago.
It's still pending IOU shipments. It's still pending. I can see when... Let's see, I'm going to see what it show me what's in the next shipment. It would be nice if it's that display base. It happened before.
Mm-hmm.
It was an issue that was out of stock and the display base. And it was in that next shipment. So we're going to drum roll and see what it show me. What's in shipment number 11. And then it's going fast. All right, then. We're working together. I got too excited. It's not in the next shipment. The next shipment says issues 43 through 46. Kits 43 through 46, magazine issue 13. I don't see an... I can look at the... stock list and see is it on there. And that's the Ghostbusters display base. Okay, bear with me. Okay, it's not on this stock list. Hopefully it'll ship out before the next stock list. The next stock list should be coming out within a month.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's everything.
Well, thank you, Mr. Dalton. This is Nina at Eagle Moss. Enjoy your weekend.